A call for young power programmers. Artificial intelligence is really powerful, especially when you use example projects to communicate with it. The AIs can also create 3D user interfaces with 3JS, and there are barely any such projects out there. One of the most significant multipliers is building on top of an AI, placing AI in a hermetic Docker container and exposing OpenAPI to your application. Then building not just a user interface for it, but batch job processing interface. This will help you schedule hundreds of things rather than make just one. An example of that is song generation. Don't just generate a song with lyrics that you wrote by hand. Generate an album based on song descriptions so that in the morning you are pleasantly surprised. Don't stop at just writing lyric descriptions. Go up one more step and tell the AI how many songs you need for a specific subject. How about studying historical figures this way? You can just give your album project file to the state-of-the-art models and they will expand it by just looking at what you have in there already. And it's going to be done in ways that humans are barely ready for. The AIs are extremely inspirational when you ask for it. As a result, you or your local AI customers will wake up to hundreds of songs that were never heard before. If you ever get frustrated, it means you went a little bit too far without thinking ahead. You need to rethink your project, probably make it smaller or turn it into multiple projects, and now you have to tell your AI to use your project as an example of what you are looking for. Recycle, basically. When you talk to a programming AI, everything you say slowly reveals what kinds of ideas and programming styles you prefer. So every time you talk to an AI, your chat must end with a programming preference summary, followed by research discovery summary. Please, please, it is silly to think that all your research is not connected. It's connected in your mind, and your AI can help you with that a great deal. The fancy app you make 2 years from now will be greatly aided by the research findings of today. You will be able to understand the internal processes of the app because the AIs will read the summaries and honor your preferences. Visualization of complex AI-generated software is, of course, critical. But it is best that it is not bolted on at the end, which is a pretty good idea, but not the perfect idea. You should invent a framework that fits your capabilities and that then can be easily visualized in 3D via 3JS, VR, or not. When your framework structures your code for visualization and AI writes the visualizer, the whole becomes a mere formality. 3D visualizations are intense and incredibly overwhelming to ponder. Begin by searching for images with futuristic user interfaces. Even there, you're not gonna find all that much. Frontier research stuff. We must prepare our tiny monkey minds for a future where software is created on the fly, as needed. It's one of the greater challenges, I think. Imagine a driving map on your phone set in satellite mode. You can see at the edges as it is continuously downloading more of the satellite photos. That is how future applications will work, if they want to sell well. Whatever you need will be built when you need it. And if you run such a business, you will not have to convince your customers to pay as they go. It's a very excellent idea. Applied artificial intelligence taken to the next level. What would this look like? Imagine an app on your phone that you use frequently and pinch in or zoom out and see all the other screens that you can now generate with AI to take care of your needs, like automation or program expansion or taking your data somewhere else or connecting it to another app. Finally, in your mind, under the overwhelming information of today, under all the grade bullshit and diplomas and GPAs and colleges, sits a key to an AI far more efficient than the chaos of today. You absolutely know how to make a better AI. It's ridiculous that you're not working on it. You don't talk to it by typing words in the keyboard, because what the heck? But via a subset of English that you click. It is a minimal language built by today's neural AI. This demands that you watch a playthrough of Sam and Max Hit the Road and Day of the Tentacle. Say hello to Laverne from me. Think of this conversational interface as a wiki-wiki keyboard, as it continues branching out beyond the initial vocabulary in all the right spots. The world you operate on is completely symbolic. It is a coherent representation of our world, but now in text. In Form 7, and Mud/Moo can show you how to build such worlds. Aside from being symbolic, they are perfectly structured. Perhaps consider using XML. A text world that represents ours can be easily visualized by being projected into a 3D world or just a navigation map. The intelligence emerges here out of workers that have proper information, offices, courts, corporations, and even governments. Everything here is well scripted. Everyone and everything follows the script or their process libraries, which were created by state-of-the-art AI. When all the characters and processes are well informed, you won't need a big AI. And somewhat more interestingly, the more little AIs you have, the faster your world will think. Allow me to ad-lib here for a second. When you create an album generator, a song generator, and schedule 50 songs, it will take maybe 2 hours to generate them. But if you had 50 computers, it would only take 5 minutes. This is because you have well-defined tasks, such as processes and characters in your virtual world that need to follow a script. You can easily create a super thinking machine by just throwing more computers at it. The technology of today has unlocked everything for you. The only thing that will ever be denied to you is boredom.